Hello, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. It's good to be back after a break of several weeks, and I hope you enjoyed Joe Norton's Slackware Linux installation tutorial.
Now I'm going to begin a series about how to use your sound card under Linux, and of course the first step in this process is setting up a Linux driver for your sound card. I'm going to be using a sound driver package called the Advanced Linux Sound Architecture, also known as ALSA, and it has several advantages over the sound drivers that are included with Linux. One is that the ALSA driver package has better support for some cards, including my own. It also has better support for full duplex mode, meaning the ability to play and record at the same time. This is especially useful for using voice chat systems like SpeakFreely. There is also a Slackware package for ALSA, specifically for Slackware Linux 7.1, which I made a month or two ago. So that's what we'll be using. I'm logged in as root right now in the ZipSpeak Linux distribution, which is based on Slackware. And so let's download the ALSA package. The ALSA package is on my website, so you could go there and browse around and find it. But if you know exactly what URL it is, as I do, there is a handy utility called wget, which you can use to download it directly from the command line instead of having to go through a web browser. This also applies, by the way, for FTP, if you know the exact path to the file on the server. So I'm going to use wget to download my ALSA package for Slackware. Out if there's a way to run this program in quiet mode so that it produces less verbose output. But the last line or two will tell us how the download ended up. So I'm going to start by reading the current line, which will be the command prompt. I'll go up.
20,307/820,307.
Good. It downloaded successfully. Now, as I've done a few times before, I'm going to install this package with the install pkg command. I typed that a little too fast, so I'm going to do the speakup command to spell the current word. And it did it very nicely with delays between the letters.
Installing package ALSA.tgz. Executing install script for ALSA.tgz. Root at Matcap.
Alright, we have ALSA installed now. The next thing we need to do is configure it. And to do this, we first need to find out the name of the driver module to use for your particular sound card. And to do this, we need to look at the installation documentation. This is a good time to show you how to look at a text file in Linux and search for stuff in it without necessarily editing the file. And I'm going to do this using a program called LESS, which is a play on the name of the original program that was made for this purpose, which is called More. And one nice thing about Less is that it will let you search for something, and the line containing that word or phrase that you searched for will be at the top of the screen. So you know right where it is. You don't have to look for highlighting or anything like that. So first, I need to get to the documentation for the ALSA driver. And the documentation directory is under /usr/doc, as is a lot of documentation under Linux. And the name is ALSA-driver-0.5.8b, since 0.5.8b is the version of the driver. However, I don't want to type all that in, so I'm going to use a very nice feature of the shell that we're using called tab completion, where I type in part of the name, press tab, and the shell figures out the rest of it. It works like this. Okay, I've typed out enough of the name to make it unambiguous, and now I press the tab key.
/0.5.8b/.
Very nice, isn't it?
/usr/doc/also/driver0.5.8b.
Now I'm going to look at the install file in this directory, and it's important to note that the file name, install, is all caps. For some reason, in Linux software packages, they tend to use all caps for the names of text files instead of using a .txt extension. And I don't know why they do that. It might just be Unix tradition. Anyway, that's how it is, so I'm going to type
help. Advanced Linux Sound Architecture Driver Installation Guide. The ALSA driver replaces the ALSA/3 driver. The ALSA/3 driver is present in current Linux kernels 2.2.
Okay, that gives you a little background information. So as you can hear, it started reading the file. And if you wanted to just read the file screen by screen, you could do that by pressing the space key. But in this case, I want to do a search. And the thing I'm going to search for is solo1 with a dash in there, since that is the name of my sound card. And it's important that you get the capitalization right when you're doing a search of this kind. This program may have an option to make searches case insensitive, and I've seen one place where this program is called kind of indirectly, where that option seems to be applied. But I haven't figured that out yet. So to do a search, we start with the slash key, as in the VI editor.
Slash.
And I'm going to type in solo-1 with a capital S. I never figured out why it echoed each character 3 times, or 2 times, whatever. It must have something to do with how it's doing its screen updates. I may have to dig into the code sometime and figure out why it's doing that. Alright. Now I will go to the top of the screen by holding down the 0 key while I press 9 on the keypad.
Module 4 sound card space top SO01 has 1938, has 1946 chips.
Alright. And the actual name of the module will be a few lines above that. So I'm going to press the up arrow about 5 times. And now I'll go back up to the top of the screen, as I did before.
Module supports up to 8 cards.
That's obviously from something else. I'll go down now.
Module SMD card has 1938.
Alright, there is the name of the driver module that we need to load. And I'm going to move the review cursor over to that word, excuse me, and have SpeakUp spell it out, so I know exactly how to type it.
Space. Module. SMD-card-S1938.0.
Now I'm going to hold down the 0 key while I press the 5 key on the keypad to have SpeakUp spell it out.
SPD-CART-ES1938.O.
Alright. Now, to get out of this file viewer called less, we press the Q key.
Root at MATCAMP. /husker/doc/all-cell-driver-0.5.8b.
Now we need to add a few lines to the /etc/rc.d/rc.local file, which is the last shell script run in the boot process. Kind of like your autoexec.bat file under DOS. And so I'm going to go to the /etc/rc.d directory.
/etc/rc.d.
And edit the rc.local file. And again, I'm going to use tab completion to speed things up just a little.
/etc/rc.l.
Sounded a little strange when SpeakUp read the rest of the word, but that's okay. Now I'm going to go to the bottom of this file with the Shift G key, actually key combination, go to the end with the dollar sign, go into append mode with the A key, start a new line, and now the first command I need to enter is the command to load this sound module using a command called modprobe. And so I will type that out now. Replace the module name I use here with whatever it is for your card.
/test/p/m/tempo/dp/art/mp/s10/d-c-a-art/d-e-s1938.3.
Now there are a couple of other modules that we need to load, and these are emulation modules to add support for the interfaces used by the standard sound drivers. And what these will give you is the ability to play, record, control the mixer, whatever, using programs that weren't written specifically for ALSA. And I'll go ahead and type in these lines without much explanation.
/SPI10/tempo/dp/art/mp/s10d-c-c-tempo/s.
That's for digital audio, like WAV files. I don't know what PCM stands for.
/SPI10/tempo/dp/art/mp/s10d-c-c-tempo/s.
That's for the mixer, obviously.
Read RC.
And now, the last thing we need to do is add a command to restore the mixer settings from a configuration file. I'm not sure I typed that right, so I'm going to have SpeakUp spell out that word again.
R-E-S-T-O-R-E.
To be sure, I'm going to have it read the whole line.
/husker/spin/all-stack/restore.
Alright. Now I'll go back into VI's command mode with the escape key.
Read RC.local.
I wish it would quit speaking the status line. And now I'll have it write the file to disk and quit, as I've often done before.
:wq:writing rc.local/rotorc.local/9lines226/charsroot@matcamp/x/rc.d.
Now I'm going to type some of the commands that I just added to rc.local, except that I'm not going to write out the full path name of the command. The reason I wrote the full path name of the command in the rc.local file is that when you're in a configuration, when you're in a boot script like that, you're never sure of the value of your path variable, since it's early in the boot process, and you haven't logged in yet. So that's why I have That's why I make a habit of typing out the full path names for the commands in that file. But I don't have to do that here. It loaded the sound driver module successfully. That's always good news. Okay, speaking of the mixer, we need to take care of the mixer settings, because by default, when you load the sound driver, the mixer, all of the mixer settings are muted. And I don't know why they did that, but anyway, we need to deal with that. And to set up some mixer settings, I'm going to use a program that's called Rexima, which is a mixer spelled backwards. And the reason I choose this is because it's a very simple mixer to use from the command line, and as a bonus, it's included in Slackware, specifically in the section of user-contributed packages. So, I'm going to go back to the home directory for the root account. And now I'm going to download this Rexima package. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's my best guess. Now I'm going to start reading from the bottom to see how it ended up.
Logging in as anonymous.
Still logging in. FTP takes longer sometimes than web-based downloads. Though, I guess another factor here is that this is a very busy FTP server. One of the busiest in the world, as a matter of fact. It's a very small package, only about 8 kilobytes. So now I'm going to install it. Okay, this package is installed now. And so the next thing we need to do is get a list of all the mixer levels that we can set. And we do this with the -v command line option. For view, I suppose. Okay. The settings that I really care about are vol, PCM, and CD. Vol is the master volume, PCM is for wave output, and CD, of course, is for CD playing. Now, I set each of these by typing, after the program name, the name of the volume level I want to set, followed by a percentage. And I can optionally specify separate percentages for the left and right channels, I think. But all I really care is that they're turned up and they're balanced. So I only specify one percentage, and that is generally 100%. I like to turn the volume all the way up in the sound card mixer, and then control the actual volume from the volume control on my laptop.
RT, text, 5, MK, face, P,
There's one more thing we need to do before we can test this whole setup out. Normally, you'll want to listen to audio as a regular user, and record for that matter as a regular user, and not as the super user root. To make sure that this is possible, we need to set the permissions on the audio devices so that any user can access them, and we assume that you will trust any users that you may have on your system, since this is most likely a home system anyway. So to do this, you type
G-H-M-O-E face U-G-O plus part W face slash D-E-B slash N-U-D-I-O face slash D-E-B slash D-F-B face slash D-E-B slash M-I-X-E-R through that MATAP.
And I may explain later on what the file permissions are all about, but I don't have time for that now. What I want to do now is test this setup by playing a WAV file from the Windows side, and I thought a particularly appropriate WAV file would be the ta-da WAV file. You know, the one that used to play when Windows 3.1 started up, if you've been around that long. Or the one that used to play when Windows 95 shut down, I think. But anyway, it's in the Windows / media directory under the DOS file system. So to play it, I type
dlkyface/dos/mdos/mdos/tkdk.wkb.
Here we go. Hey, and it's better than the Windows 3.1 version. Anyway, that's all I have for now. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this look at Linux, you can email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And the time has already come for us to log off for another week. Until next week's edition of Main Menu, this is Jonathan Mosen on behalf of all the team saying have a good week.